Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Girl Season 2.
Woo! I'm so excited for this episode. I'm a little nervous, and I'm like hella excited for this episode.
I'm not nervous at all. Boys are just, you know, I hate that we have to dedicate a whole episode to them.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, with, like, I'm just entering high school, so I feel like I really don't have that true boy experience yet. But, like, I'm there, but I'm, you know what I mean? Or do I not make any sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense. I feel like a lot of dating / not really dating happens in high school.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of stereotypical that you have to have a significant other in high school.
But yeah, definitely. Well, I think we should introduce ourselves just in case anyone new is listening to the pod. Mm-hmm. I say we introduce ourselves. Okay. So, if anyone new is listening, hi, I'm Amaya. I will be a freshman in the fall, and I am the co-host of Girl. This episode, we're going to be talking about boys, and I'm so excited.
I'm Paige. I'm 18, so I have a little bit more experience with guys than Amaya does. I will be a freshman in college in the fall in just a few months, which I'm super excited about. I can't wait. So, yeah. I'm exhausted. This week has been exhausting.
No, I feel that, girl. It's been crazy, and, like, with some stuff happening with, like, the podcast behind the scenes, we're trying to, like, just look for certain stuff, and it's just been low-key kind of crazy, so I'm kind of really excited to talk during personal problem time about what's happening this week.
Yeah, I mean, let's just get into it.
Okay.
That sounds like a personal problem.
You want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
I went first last week, so you go first this week.
Okay. My personal problem, we're unfiltered, so I'm going to be unfiltered. I'm on my period, and it has not been going well. You know, I have a really sensitive stomach already. And now, when I'm on my period, it's like 10 times worse. So, like, anything I eat, it's just really sensitive. And that's a super TMI. But, yeah, I don't have a good relationship with my uterus at this point.
Oh, and, okay.
You know, we just don't really get along for a week out of every month. But other than that, we just, you know, we're just kind of there. But, yeah, my personal problem is definitely my period this week. It's just, oh, can I have two?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so my car got broken into.
Oh, yeah, guys. Oh, God.
That was not, not a good Wednesday moment.
Mm-hmm.
I live in an apartment, and so we have a gated parking garage, I guess. And I, like, nothing was broken, and I don't think anything important was taken. I don't really ever leave anything important in my car. But, yeah, there were napkins everywhere, and literally everything was pulled out of every, my glove box. Everything was out of there. Everything was out of the median armrest thing. They took my mom's charger. And, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that everything's fine, and I don't, like, have to pay for anything or get anything fixed, but it's definitely, like, I feel violated because it's supposed to be, like, it's your car, and you're in your car all the time, and then all of a sudden, like, someone else is in your car, not to mention we're also in a pandemic, and it was probably someone homeless because I live downtown, so I don't know, it's just kind of gross. I wiped everything down and sprayed some Febreze, so not Febreze, like, air cleaner. That's not a thing. I sprayed it, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy. I remember, guys, she literally called me that, like, I did not know. She called me. She was like, yeah, I got my car broken into. She's, like, breaking down. I was like, oh. But, yeah, so.
Yeah. Anyways, that's enough of my personal problems. What's yours?
I think it's just like a lot of stuff that's going on behind the scenes of the podcast. I can't say too much just because if that person's listening, they're like, oh. But just a lot of stuff behind that, you know. And we recently like released people and like trying to find new people. And it's like just so hard because like when you think you did it in the beginning, you think you're settled. And then you find out, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. And it's like bringing back stress because I thought I was done with that. I mean, I brought on a new team. Like, okay, we're chilling. We're done. But now it's like, oh, no, we have to release people. People aren't doing their stuff. And all of this and stuff like that. So I think I've just been down and I made this problem on myself. I was looking at one of girls' enemies. Guys, they're not our enemy, but they're something like that. And I was going on their profile, TikTok, and just like literally stalking. And I kind of got like kind of down. I was like, oh my God, like what am I doing? We're to the point like I'm not successful. And, like they literally just started and they're at 5K followers. And I've been doing this for 10 months now. And yeah, so, and Paige had to like talk to me about it too. She's like, am I like, don't look at them, blah, blah, blah. But I think that's been my personal problem. I've just been really depressed, I guess. I guess that's a good term. I don't know. My life is a mess, honestly.
I think it's so easy for, I'm not a guy, obviously, so I can't speak on behalf of the male species, but I think for girls and females, or I guess really anyone, it's easy to judge yourself and feel like, oh, why do they get to be successful and I don't? And just kind of think, why are they growing and I'm not? I think that's really hard, especially when you're young, because I know I get like that sometimes. Like, oh, well, I'm doing everything right. Why am I not getting rewarded for it, essentially?
Exactly. So,
yeah, I totally get where you're coming from, being like, well, we're doing the same thing as them or similar things, and we might think that ours is better, but, you know, like, it just takes time, and it's hard to understand that. But I definitely don't think it's, like, wrong to do because everyone does it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it is kind of good to get jealous once in a while. I mean, I'm not talking about big jealous. Like,
it motivates jealous. You.
Yeah, it motivated me a lot. So yeah, that's my personal problem for the week.
Yeah. Not too crazy, but yeah, to kind of tie it in. Oh gosh. Let's just kick it off with, what is your type, Maya? What's your type?
Oh my God. I really hope no one's from my school is listening. Okay. So I would say I don't know why I have a huge little soft spot in my body that just falls for foreign guys. I don't know why.
Foreign, like, just like, any kind of foreign? Or, like, is there a specific... No. How do I say this?
No, yeah, okay, it is specific. I like Hispanics some. Like, I can't think of the type.
Like Spain?
Yeah, like basically Spanish ones.
Yeah.
I like French guys. Mm. Oh, Italian. I'm.
Oh my.
Yeah, like, oh my God. Italian, especially if they have an accent.
No, I get you. Just yeah, foreign. Like, not even foreign, just. I don't know. I have so many different types. I just, it's all kind of, I don't know. It's a mess. I feel like I like brown-haired guys. It's who I usually go for. But what really gets me is, like, respectful guys. Like, if you're respectful, you automatically gain, like, 1,000 points. Because guys today just aren't, really. And so it's really special to find one guy that is just super respectful, but then they're also like clingy, and I want attention, but I don't want them to be like, what are you doing? Where are you going? What are you wearing? What are you like? this, like, asking all these questions, and you're just like, I want attention, but only when I want it, not when you want to give me attention.
Oh, that's a good one, especially, like, and I feel like it's also hard to find guys nowadays that just, like, want you for who you are and not just for the sexual attention. That is, I feel like, what guys want.
Guys want one thing.
Yeah.
Especially when they're young.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. We don't have to go into specifics. But I do think it is hard, especially being a teenager, you going into high school and me going into college, like, it's hard to find someone that just wants to date and they don't just want to sleep with you and then forget you and move on to the next girl. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, honestly, I think, I hopefully, like, the high, like, as I'm entering high school, like, football players, you know, like, all they want to do is just bang and then head to the next. Forget about you. Exposure pictures.
I think you're getting that from 13 Reasons Why. Not every guy is like that in high school. It's okay, not. It's not that extreme.
No, I feel like you hear that everywhere. It's just like, oh yeah. But honestly, hopefully, I can date a respectful guy and someone who I like and who likes me for who I am and just doesn't want me for my
body.
Yes,
I agree. I want that for you. I want that for me too.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit more picky than that. I'm very picky in every aspect of my life, especially when it comes to guys. Okay, I said I don't want attention, but I do want attention. I'm a big believer in people make time for what they want. And so
100%.
I've forced myself almost to be like, if he's not texting you back or Snapchatting you back, it doesn't have to be within like seconds or minutes. But if he's not, and if he's not, like, showing interest, then he's not interested. And I don't need to create, like, a false reality and be like, oh, he's just busy. Like, no, he probably just doesn't like you like that. So move on. Like, right, go find someone that wants you for you.
Exactly, guys. Do not waste your time.
No, we
on
don't.
These low guys who don't want for you for who you are. Get you a guy that's going to literally
hype
hold your
you
hand
up.
Back when you are throwing up. Yes.
Yes.
Hype you up on Instagram.
There's
And I also.
Go ahead.
And I also feel like, no. I feel like this doesn't make any sense. But I feel like a lot of people have exes nowadays. And something that's really popular is having toxic ex and going back.
Do not go back. Stay away. We'll talk about red flags in a little bit, but what I wanted to say really quick is we have a mutual friend. Her name's Megan. I hope she's listening. Megan, we love you.
Megan.
Her and her boyfriend are so cute, and we've been on FaceTime several times, like, and he'll come home or, like, something, and he's just so nice to her.
Yes.
And I think, you know, another thing, the bar is set really low for men right now because they're just not respectful anymore. So it's like, oh my gosh, he held the door open for me. Like, why aren't guys just holding the door open in general? Why do we have to, like, praise them for that?
Exactly. Like, why we, like, I'm so used to saying thankful, like, oh, thank you. Why can't it just be a simple open the door? Okay, yeah, I'm going in. I don't have to say thank you.
I think you can still say thank you, but I don't think we need to be surprised or shocked when a man holds the door open for us.
Yeah.
It should, like, I hold the door open for guys all the time, and if they don't say thank you, I'm like, you're welcome. Like, I hate to be that person. It's like a Karen kind of thing, but, like, it's respectful to say thank you to someone who's going out of their way to hold the door open for you.
Especially because you're a woman. They should be doing that. Honestly, like, guys,
step up.
Honestly.
What are you doing?
Right. And back to, like, Megan and her boyfriend. I'll never forget the day we were all on FaceTime. And I think she got her hair done.
Yes, she got her hair done, and he was hyping her up so much. He was like, this is not my girlfriend that just came home. Who is she? And I was just sitting on FaceTime, and I was like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah.
Megan and Lucas are really goes. Like,
they really are. Yeah. You know who else is a really respectful man?
Who?
Chris Evans. No, okay, there's one video, and it's at an award show, and a lady won an award, and she was like, she wasn't really even struggling to get up the stairs, but he went out of his way to help her walk up the stairs, because she was in, a gown. How nice is that? You know, and that's
aww.
Really, like, he kind of has a girlfriend now, or so we think, and it's just really upsetting. I know it's never going to happen with me and him, but I can try, you know? I can dream. I can't try. I can dream.
No, seriously. I love how, like, your guy, your dream crush, is respectful. I mean, I don't think he even messes around as much as mine does. If anyone wants to know who my celebrity crush is, it's definitely Patrick Dempsey. I mean, Derek and Patrick, my pays. Although he's, like, 50 years older than me.
He could be your father.
My sugar daddy.
Okay, for those of you that don't know, I have a baby daddy Pinterest board. And it's very organized. You guys can, you know, message me on Instagram or whatever if you want the link to it. It's very organized. We have ASAP Rocky, Post Malone, Chris Evans. I know Drew Starkey's in there. He's from Outer Banks. Let me see who else is in here. Just so you guys can get the full thing. All right, we're going to go in order, okay? Here, how about this? Let's make a little game out of it, Amaya. I'm going to read my baby daddy list, and both of us are going to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, but not just based on their looks, based on kind of everything about them. Everything that we know about them, because obviously we don't know. You know, maybe Chris Evans is really a douche behind the scenes, but he may not be. So, all right, are you ready for this?
I'm excited. I am so excited.
We're starting off the show. They're also in alphabetical order, so
just
awesome. So you know. Okay, we're starting off with Mr. ASAP Rocky.
Ew, he is so ugly to me. I'm sorry.
You still have to rate him. I am going to give him a solid 7 out of 10, mainly for looks. I don't really know anything about him. I just know he has very nice teeth, and he has good style.
Yeah. Well, I would say he does have a good style. I mean, but personally, I would give him a 5 out of 10 because I don't like his looks are freaking ugly. But there was a picture of him and Rihanna. And I was like, ooh, but they don't become a couple. I mean, he might be better than Chris Brown. Who knows?
Pretty sure he is. All right, we're moving on to one of the loves of my life, Mr. Post Malone.
Oh, he is so ugly to me.
He's not the best looking, but I think deep down he really is a sweetheart. I'm going to give him a solid 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10 for me. Love him. Would marry him.
Yeah. Okay, I will say this. He is ugly. He's still ugly. So please don't think I'm thinking he's pretty. But when he cut his hair, I was like, dude, that's it for you. You gotta go. But when he had his actual hair, like his long hair, I think he was kind of fine. But his music is like great. I mean,
his music slaps.
I will forever play.
Huh? I said his music slaps. You gotta rate him though. You just rant him. You gotta rate him.
I gave him a 7 out of 10.
Woo! That was way higher than I was expecting, but love that. Okay, I do have a section dedicated to the boys of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, but they're not really worth it.
No, I feel like they're kind of like hoes.
They are hoes. I don't know if that's what you just said, but they are. We're moving on. We don't even need to talk about them. All right.
Great.
I don't think you're going to react well to this one. Because I don't think we've ever talked about him, but I love him. Bradley Cooper.
We've never talked about him.
We've never talked about
him. You're on your own on that one.
Brad. I think he's beautiful. I really do. He's a good actor. He really is. Very well, you know, he's played all sorts of characters. I think he's beautiful. I'm going to give him, you know, a 7 out of 10, too. Maybe like a 7.5, because he's great.
Okay.
You're not going to rate him? You don't know him?
No, I don't know him. We've never talked about him either.
Okay, I don't like you. Okay, Christopher Evans is next. I'm giving him a 9 out of 10. This man.
Okay, Christopher Evans is hot. That's Chris Evans, right? Okay. A 7 out of 10. He's hot, so.
You rated him the same as Post Malone?
Okay, I gave ASAP Rocky a 5 out of 10, and I gave Post Malone a 7. That's pretty good.
Okay, Post Malone's a 7 because Of his talent, that's why he's rated so high?
No, his talent. Oh my god. I'm so dumb.
I don't think you know who this next person is. He's from Stranger Things. Did you watch Stranger Things?
I did not watch it. Watch 30 seconds it.
Okay, well, you're the only person. So, but this is Dacre Montgomery. I don't know if any of you know him. He played Billy. Beautiful man. I'm gonna give him like a 7 out of 10 too. He's very pretty, but he also has a girlfriend. So that's why his points are so low. Next we have Drew Starkey. He is from Outer Banks. This man looks like a younger Chris Evans. Giving him an 8 out of 10. He's 26. He's 8 years older than me, but maybe I have a chance. Okay, Dylan Minnette is next. He's from The Wallows. You know him. He was Clay in 13 Reasons Why.
Wait, he's in the band Wallows?
Yes, he's the lead singer.
Oh my god, wait, I had no clue. He's my favorite
We've
song.
Talked about this.
But no, he is so ugly to me, even in 13 Reasons Why. I was like, oh, he is so ugly. Dude, I'm sorry. He is so ugly.
I'm giving him a 6 out of 10. I think he is very talented, and there are pictures where he is cute.
Okay.
You are getting, I hope you're getting canceled in this. Okay, we have Dylan O'Brien next. I don't think you like
Who
him.
Who is that?
But I... He was in Teen Wolf. He was also in The Maze Runner.
What is that? Oh my god, Paige. I really don't know half these people.
I don't like you anymore. We are not friends. Podcast is over. This is our last episode.
Yeah, guys. We're done.
He is great, but when he's not shooting movies, he like falls off the face of the earth. So I'm going to have to give him a 7 out of 10 for that, for his lack of activity. Next, this is where you're really getting canceled. We have the one, the only Harry Styles. I'm giving him a 9 out of 10. I think he is great. He is very talented. His accent is amazing. You know, English accents really set the bar high, and he has one, which is why he's a 9 out of 10.
He has a British accent? A British
yes,
accent?
He was in One Direction. Do you not know this?
Oh my god. Oh wait, okay. I never knew he had a British accent. But just because of that, he is still ugly to me. I do not like him. I mean, he's kind of cute. I will give him an 8 out of 10 because of
goodness.
The British accent.
Okay. Next, we have Jake Gyllenhaal. My husband. This he's man fine. Could run me over and I would say thank you. He's beautiful. I'm giving him a 10 out of 10. He's hilarious. He's cute. I'm pretty sure he's respectful. He has a nice name.
100%.
He has good hair. He has good style.
He has good hair.
Yeah, this man's getting a 10 out of 10 for me.
10 out of 10 here. He's hot.
There we go. So far, he's winning.
Thanks to Paige.
Thanks to me for what?
Making me know that he's hot. Like, I never knew who he was until I...
Bringing him into your life?
Yes, that's what I meant to say. Guys, I suck.
Okay. Next we have Michael B. Jordan, and I already know what you're going to say for this one.
Oh, girl, that's an automatic 10 out of 10. No, he's not a 10 out of 10. That's a 100 out of 10.
11 out of 10 for me. Dude. He really is.
Oh, my God. Him and
I would
Patrick
let him
Dempsey
run me over, too.
The babies.
All right, we're gonna do one more, and then we'll move on, okay? This man better get a high rating from you. The one. The only. Tupac.
That's automatic. 100 out of 10, because it's Tupac.
Rest in peace.
Right, rest in peace.
Sorry, Tupac. Hopefully you're still alive somewhere on an island.
We love you, man.
That would suck. We do love you. All right, well, those are the ratings of my Pinterest board. Yeah, speaking of Pinterest, I've been planning my dream wedding on Pinterest for years.
Yeah, my Pinterest sucks. If any of you find my Pinterest, that is not me. But I have it all in my head. But my dream wedding, it has changed a lot, but I think now how I want it, because now that I'm growing up, I'm like, oh, what if, like, my grandma can't come and fly where I want it to be, so, like, I want it near to where everyone can come. But, wait, am I supposed to tell my dream wedding? Is that what we're doing? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to go first, or you want me to go first?
I could not care
okay,
less.
Here, I'll just go. I think mine is shorter. Okay. So, my dream wedding is in Florida at a nice, nice venue on a sunny day. Not too sunny. At least sunny to where everyone's makeup is still on. If that doesn't happen, then Athens, Georgia, in a pretty place. Dude, don't look at me like that. I'm sorry. But a lot of my family...
That is not where I would choose.
Okay, listen, I'm being very minimalistic. Not minimalistic, but somewhere where my family can come. Because, like, dude, the McCalls are old, just saying. So, but yeah. And I want, hopefully, grow. I want a nice dress. Not strapless. Like, you know the nice diamond things that lift up your...
Are you going to get, like, a mermaid dress?
No, I want, like, a ball gown type poofy dress.
I don't think you do because you're smaller.
Yeah, I know.
And I think it would, like, swallow you.
I know. Yeah, I look so dumb. But if not...
You need, like, a mermaid because then it, like, flaunts, not flaunts. And it's the word I'm not looking for the word fluctuate, I don't think.
Yeah.
It accentuates your curves. There we go.
Yeah, hopefully I do grow something. But if not, I do want a lacy dress.
Lace or diamonds?
Ooh.
Or both.
Not both.
Or pearls.
And I want my hair done, makeup done, whatever. And I want a beautiful venue. If it's not at a beach, I want it at a vineyard. Or, yeah, a vineyard is a wine thing, right?
Vineyard.
Okay,
yes.
Awesome. I want it there. And I want the wedding to be nice, peacefully. I want my friends there, my family, my bridesmaids are going to be, of course, my cousin. I don't know.
What's your color scheme? Like, what colors are you feeling for your wedding?
Like a...
Do you know yet?
No, I never really truly thought about it. But I definitely want, like, a cute color that, like, is neutral. That looks good on everyone. And, yeah, like, I want the, like, wedding to actually be very formal, basic, and stuff like that. I will not be doing a prayer at my wedding. I know a lot of people doing that. I'm not doing that at my wedding.
Doing what?
A prayer. Like, it's a... Yes. Yeah, I'm not doing that at my wedding. It is a tradition, I feel like. I'm not doing that at my wedding. And, yeah, sorry. And then the reception, I wouldn't be surprised if I don't remember what happened at my reception. So.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, guys, I would say it, but I'm a minor. So, yeah, that's my wedding plans. I suck, so Paige is going to get your guys' eyes opened to our wedding plans.
Okay. So, I've had 18 years to think about this, okay?
Woo!
It changes a lot. It really does. Because, like, my mind is changing all the time about what I like and what colors I like. So I want it to be very, not boho, but kind of boho, just like super, just chill, kind of. I am going back and forth between wanting a big wedding and a little wedding, or like a little wedding and a big reception, I think is kind of what I'm going for. Just so it's like more intimate with just my close family and then, you know, this is if I get married, because we've talked about it, I'm very picky. I don't know if the perfect man exists for me, and I'm not settling, because that's having high standards. I know I want my dress. I don't want anything, like, form-fitting. Like, so I want... It's hard to explain. I wish I could just, you know, imprint a picture into your brain so you could know. But, like, it would be kind of like V-neck.
I think with, I know what you're getting at.
Kind of like flowier sleeves, but not like long sleeves. It would like kind of go to the elbow. They kind of like I don't know what they're called, but then it wouldn't be like a tight dress and it wouldn't be like a big ball gown, but like the bottom of it would just be kind of flowy and like lacy, and it would be like a I don't want white. I don't want like bright white. I want more of like a cream or like a champagne color because I just don't want white. I think white is just eh.
Yeah.
And then my colors, I'm going back and forth between like a maroon burgundy color and like a gold, but not like a gold, like glitter gold, like a subtle kind of gold.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I have it all planned out. Like my husband is going to wear all black, like a black suit. Even the shirt is going to be black and like the tie. Then he'll have like a cute little flower or something. And then all the, or I'm sorry. I messed that up completely. Wow. No. Don't even know my own wedding. All the groomsmen will wear all black, and then my husband will wear, like, a black suit with, like, the white underneath, like a typical suit.
Yeah.
Flowers, don't know yet. Probably, no, I don't even know. The reception, though, I'm having a mac and cheese bar. I'm having a donut wall because I don't like cake. I do not like cake. I really don't. I'll have a little cake because my mom loves cake, and so I'll have it for her. It'll be like cinnamon flavored cake, kind of like coffee cake, but not coffee cake. No, it'll be really good. Trust me. It'll be really good.
Okay.
I'll have like a lot of comfort food because I don't want to eat steak and stuff. Apparently, I won't be eating very much at my wedding is what my mom told me. I don't think she knows me. Dude, I want food. I will be eating at my wedding. If food is getting paid for, I'm eating it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't want a live band. I definitely want a DJ because I'm going to have a long list of songs that I'm going to play.
Yeah.
And my husband better be there to dance and hype me up while I'm dancing because it's going to be great. It really is.
Yeah, honestly.
I can't wait to get married.
Listen, after my marriage, just because I'm clumsy, sometimes I spill stuff up on my clothes, I'm taking my wedding dress off. Getting into that nice dress, it's still gonna be nice. I'm still gonna look like a bride. But yo, I'm putting on a comfy dress. I'm gonna eat. I don't care if I get bloated. I'm still gonna eat. I'm gonna dance. And everybody better get up on that dance floor and dance with me. And yeah, dude, I can't wait to get married.
It's gonna be so fun.
Yeah.
I'm really traditional, so it's gonna be traditional-ish. But I'm not going to do all the stuff that I don't want.
Exactly. Like,
there's not going to be, like, a bride side and a groom side. Like, everyone can sit by whoever whoever they want to sit by. They can sit wherever they want because that's just, I don't want it to be too organized to the point where, like, if someone's out of place, I'm going to, like, freak out.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And not only that, I feel like, what if you date a guy and his family is international, so like only like a few of his family can make it, so and then you have the big side from your
I feel side. Like in that situation you would like if his family was still located in another country you would do like a wedding and reception from where you are because typically the bride's family pays for the wedding and like the reception and everything, and then you could do like a small wedding with his family that's over there.
I don't know if I would do that, though, because here's the thing. I hate, like, I love the moment where it is. I feel like when I do stuff like that, the second time, it messes up the memory. I don't know. That sounds stupid, but
it would be, I don't think it would, because, like, it would, I don't know. I think it would be fine. I think you would figure it out if it was that situation, I think.
Yeah.
I love planning my wedding on Pinterest. It's just so fun to sit there and just scroll through.
Well, I think it's time to start talking about some... Okay, we're already talking about boys, but I think it's time to start about talking about dating and...
Ugh. Ugh, I hate it. I don't like dating because I have such high expectations, and I feel like people, like the guy is going to set really high expectations for me because... Today's, you know, society, women are supposed to be skinny and, you know, perfect and models. And so I think because I'm not, I don't look like you know what I'm trying to say. I don't look like a model. So I think I get really nervous when I'm talking to a guy and then they want to hang out. And I'm like, I just make up an excuse and be like, no, I can't hang out tonight. I already have plans. And they're like, how were your plans? And I'm like, oh, my plans were great. When in reality, I sat in bed and, like, watched Netflix.
Yeah.
Just because I think I'm afraid of... No, I don't think. I'm afraid of rejection. It is like my biggest fear, I think, because I don't like being rejected. I've been rejected so many times in my life, and it's just like, it's not fun being rejected. Like talking to someone and, you know, you really like them, and then they're like, oh, I don't really like you back. And then you're like,
yeah. No, I feel
like... Because then that leads to feeling bad about yourself, feeling insecure, and I have a few bad dating stories I can tell.
I don't have any dating stories for me to tell on the podcast. Personally, yes, but not for the pod. But I will say my crushes and, like, some things I've done crush-wise. I really want to talk about those. So
I'm gonna go from like earliest to most recent. These are just these are my dating stories. Okay, I've never had a boyfriend because again, you get it. I hope if you're listening, you get it, and I hope you can relate to me because there's nothing wrong with not having. Oh my gosh, can I speak? There's nothing wrong with not having a boyfriend before you're 18. I think. It's a standard.
Yeah, I really want to say something about that. I feel like in the society we live in now, especially with me growing up, I feel like I am forced to have a boyfriend before I'm 18.
So this was my sophomore year? No, wait. We'll start freshman year. There's this guy. I guess I can name drop.
No, name drop.
His name was John. There were a lot of Johns. I mean, there were two. This is a story about John M. So, basically, we talked for a few months. I would go to his house and hang out. Ooh, he would never come over to my house, which my parents didn't like, because why are they having to... I couldn't drive at the time, and neither could he. So, my mom was having to drive me over there all the time, and all we did was homework. I got a lot of homework done. Literally nothing else happened. I think we tried to watch a movie one time.
Yeah.
And his mom ordered us some pizza, and that was it. Very uneventful. That ended because he said, he was like, oh yeah, well, I like you, but I also like this other girl. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to choose for you right now.
Oh.
I'm not a second choice. I'm not anybody's second choice. So, bye, John. See you later. Then I proceeded to flirt with John B for... at least a year and a half, and then he got a girlfriend, and it was very awkward because we were all in Spanish class together, all three of us, me, him, and his girlfriend, and he continued to flirt with me while his girlfriend was in the room, and I think she could tell. I think they're still dating now. I unfollowed both of them, but it was very awkward because I could feel the tension. I was like, oh my gosh, I know what's happening. I don't know if she knows what's happening. I don't know if he's doing it on purpose. And then I stopped going to that school because I hated every single person there.
Yes. Okay. I love the ending when you stick up to yourself.
Then, then we have Bay. He was kind of a douche. He like a farm guy, cowboy kind of, but he wasn't cute at all. Oh my gosh. I really hope no one from that school is listening. This is so awkward.
Well, girl, you're 18. You're going to college now. Boo-hoo.
They're still going to know who it is. So I know. I don't care. These people ruined my life for several years. So basically, I didn't have a date to the dance, and all my friends did. So they set me up with this guy. And then he took me to a football game one night. He didn't come to my door. Oh, no, wait. He wasn't going to come to my door. And I was like, literally, my parents are going to be so mad at you if you don't come to my door and knock and, like, be respectful. So he did, and it was super awkward. Because it's a guy picking me up for the first time. Like, that's weird. So my parents wanted to meet him, make sure he wasn't a killer. He drove a really ugly truck, too, and it was very ugly. It was not dirty or anything, but it was ugly. Anyways, that's besides the point. So we went to this place, this chicken place. And he didn't even pay for my food, which I get that now, like, you don't have to do that. And, like, sometimes girls should pay for the food. But if he's the one that asks, he should at least offer to pay. And it's fine. Like, I have money and I can pay. But you should still ask, I think. You should still offer and be like, oh, do you want, like, can I pay for your food? Do you want me to pay for your food? And then I'll be like, oh, no, I got it. It's fine. But instead, he just, like, walked away. And, like, I was there to order my own stuff. And I was like... okay. It proceeded to be very awkward that night. We went to the dance together. It was very awkward. He did finally pay when we went to the dance for dinner. But I got like a kid's pizza because it was a really nice place and I'm picky. So I met this guy through a friend on Instagram. This is now. This was recent. This was a few months ago. This was not a few months ago. This was before Corona happened, okay? I have not seen anyone since then. His name was Matt. Met him online.
Okay, I've never heard about him.
You haven't? Oh my gosh, you're going to be so disappointed in me.
Oh,
so,
God.
So, we were talking, and he was like, oh, I really, like, let's hang out. Like, let's go on a date.
Yeah.
We had this whole thing planned. He lives in Washington, by the way, the state above mine. It's only, like, a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
Me being the stupid idiot I am, he was like, oh, you know, I can't meet for frozen yogurt tonight, and, like, I can't really meet any other time this week. Can you just come to the, like, school? I have to lock up the gym after the basketball games, but we can just, like, hang out during the basketball games. I was like, whatever, okay, that's fine. I drove to him.
Wait a minute. You drove to Washington?
I drove to another state. It was only 30 minutes.
Dude, I'm so
I know.
Mad
I'm disappointed
you.
In myself. I know.
Oh, guys. So, Paige, come on now. Okay, continue.
I drove for 30 minutes to meet this guy. He talked about his ex the whole time. He was very, like,
what
and that's just,
heck?
Oh, I barely got a word out. And he was just kind of, like, not it. And he also, oh my God, I forgot the biggest. He shook my hand.
What were you supposed to do?
You don't shake a girl's hand when you've been talking for a few months over text.
Oh, no hug?
No!
Okay,
after he shook my hand.
Okay, first
before
off,
and after.
Oh, no. First off, he's stupid. And secondly, you are too for driving to Washington.
I know that. But I am a people pleaser, and I really just wanted, I was like, okay, it's fine. Like, he's doing his job. It'll be fine. I hate myself for it, and now I'm never driving to me. I was like, I live downtown. I don't want him to have to come drive and try to find parking. Uh-uh. This next guy, he's coming to me, and I am not doing the work. Sorry, but, okay, I have, like, two more stories, and then I'll be done. I promise.
Jesus Christ.
I promise. Dude, I've lived 18 years. I have a lot of stories to tell, but I'll tell. Okay, so this is a quick one. This isn't part of the two. This is just a quick one. I liked the same guy for 3 years in middle school. Didn't talk to him once.
Oh, wait.
He was popular. I was not. Well, okay, I was best friends with his best friend at one point, so I'm not really sure how we never crossed paths then. But yeah, and then I got over him. We're moving on from the toxic. I have one more guy story. You know this guy.
Wait, is this going to be your toxic ex of yours?
Uh-huh. He's not an ex, and he's not that toxic, okay? He's not toxic, okay? He's really
Ooh.
Not. I also met this guy online. I'm not name-dropping, and you can't either, because he's a recent guy, and he's still kind of there. I'm kind of iffy about him. So, we met online. I can't even say anything about him. I don't think he listens to this or knows anything about it. But on the off chance he does, I don't want him to know I'm talking about him. Basically, I like this guy. He likes me back, or so he says. He doesn't really give me attention, except for when he wants to give me attention. And, you know, I had a really bad night a few months ago, and I told him. He was like, are you okay? And then he called me, like, we FaceTimed for, like, hours. And then we FaceTimed for hours, like, for the next few nights. And then it was, like, every once in a while we would FaceTime. And then one time he FaceTimed me, and his roommate was there, and I was... Like, it was super awkward because he was just having a conversation with his roommate. And I was like, hello, you called me. So, yeah, I'm just indifferent about him. I'm desperate at this point.
Okay, well, if anyone wants to hear, I'm going to add on to that story. No, I do not like this guy. Sorry, not sorry. But, hey, if Paige likes him, I'm going to be that best friend to support.
He's a Leo.
Never mind. Okay, well, Megan's boyfriend is Leo, and I...
He is not Megan's boyfriend.
No.
He is not that nice.
I said, well, no.
No. Cause... No, this guy. My guy is not that nice.
No. And then he's a Leo, too. You know what, Paige? We gotta work on your tastes.
Andy's a hockey player. Andy's a baseball player.
Hey, Gretchen's boyfriend.
Okay.
Moving on.
Is that all? Your stories?
Yeah, for me. That's all for me.
Well, guys, well, Paige, hopefully your dating life gets better.
It won't, but thank you. Can't wait to see what college brings.
Yeah, hopefully you... I feel like you're going to the University of Oregon, so who knows? Might be different.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, on my side, let's see. I've had crushes. A lot of them, they follow me on Instagram. I follow them back. They never knew. I mean, I've talked to them. We've been in the same class before. The first guy, we're going to start with elementary school. This is a snap count. I did not count this as loving someone or whatever. But there's this guy. He was Hispanic. I think he was Costa Rican. I'm pretty sure he was Costa Rican.
Ooh.
And he was kind of, oh, okay. Dude, I do not like shaming bodies in any type of way. But he was kind of.
Was he a little chunky?
Yeah, he was a little chunky. So
that's okay. Some of us are.
But yeah. So he was a Costa Rican, whatever. I was like, oh my god, he's so cute. Guys, I was in class towards the end of the day. I had a book called La Ooh La La.
I loved that book.
With the ballerinas on the
Yes.
Front? Oh my god, I love that book. I don't know where it is now, but my daughter will be reading that book. But yeah, so we were at a table. I was with all my friends. I said, he came. He walked across. I said, ooh la la.
So she's bold.
I know.
Wow. I could never.
No, yeah, I said, ooh la la. I said it bold, proud. Like, dude, me and you, we're going to have a relationship. So all my friends, and you know how boys, mind you, this is elementary, they're very messy. So, of course, I'm like, oh, Maya likes this, and da-da-da, and the Amaya, and da-da-da, kissing in the tree. Blah,
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I haven't heard that in forever, but yeah. So, all my friends were like, da-da-da. So, I wrote a little note because, hey, women make the first shot. That was so long ago. So, I wrote on the paper, do you like me? He gave the paper, I gave him paper, and he said, okay, I will turn it by the end of the day.
What did the paper say?
2 minutes later. Do you like me?
Oh, yes or sorry. No? I like spaced out for a second.
No, so he gave me back the paper and it says yes, whatever. I was like, okay, boohoo, whatever. I don't care. This is nothing. I don't know why. So the next day, he comes up to me. He goes, Amaya, I like you. The whole class has to go, Amaya and Daniel are dating. Da 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 da. I'm like, oh god, okay. And we used to hold hands, and yeah, and that's before I did not like sweaty hands, so like he had fat hands, so like they would sweat. I do not like sweaty hands at this time. So yeah, and it was Valentine's Day, and when Valentine's Day came, he bought me a cookie and a teddy bear, and then I broke up with him.
Love that. Get that bread. And leave.
Then leave. Peace out. Oh, and then, the next one. Still in elementary, guys. This is fourth grade. This is not count as a relationship at all, but I would never do this in my life again. He was a German boy. His English was kind of broken. He used to have a strong German accent. I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we, used to flirt around. And we still called dated. I don't call it that, but you know. But then I broke up with him because he told the teacher that I was eating candy at my desk. So, hey, German boy, if you're listening to this, I don't like you. But, yeah. So, yeah. And, yeah, that's my elementary crush. Now, middle school, I used to crush on this guy named Tyler.
Oh my gosh, I had a crush on a guy named Tyler, too.
We gotta bleep that.
In middle school.
Okay, so this is seventh grade. He is... Oh my god, no, everyone's gonna know who I'm talking about now. Oh my god. Wait, I don't really want to do this. But yeah.
Wait.
Taylor I liked had messed up teeth too, but he wasn't short.
Yeah, and he was like, he was kind of popular, like everyone knew him. But
oh my God, mine too.
This is crazy.
Yeah, so like I had a crush on him for a while, but then I fell off. I was like, aw, because I told a friend, like I used to go to her to like all the boys I liked and whatever. I was like, I gotta stop dating, like liking him. Sorry, not dating. So that was a crush, and then there was this guy. I don't know why. There, it was eighth grade because we were in the same class. He was like on the radio once. He was popular. and he's like say some weird junk. Like he's to flirt with me. He's asked for a kiss on the cheeks and look at me and da da da. And yeah, he was a crush. So. Yeah, all my boy stories are boring, sorry. But yeah, that's my
you have time
love life. So hopefully it starts fading. I mean, yeah. Those are all my crush stories.
What's like your biggest red flag? That you've noticed to warn other people. You like look out for this.
If someone asks how old are you, oh wait, no, that's not a red flag. If they ask, are you freaky, cut it off. This happened to me on Snap once. The guy was ugly, first of all. I don't know why I was even snapping him, but he just slid in my snaps. I was like, okay, whatever, I'm just gonna talk to him. I'm bored anyways, I want attention. Dude, he asked, are you freaky? I said, what? But I kept talking.
He said, ew.
Like, he didn't ask for them, but I knew where he was.
Absolutely not.
You gotta get them.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a red flag. Guys, if he asks, are you freaky, let him go.
I think the biggest red flag is, like, I'm gonna say the attention thing. Like,
yeah.
If he's not giving you attention at all, if he's not asking you how your day is, asking you how you are, 100%. Then, like,
yep,
he's not worth it. Sorry.
Yeah. Don't do it. Can I say this? It's like a pet peeve that I have that guys do. Yeah, I have a pet peeve. And I feel like a lot of guys do this. And, like, at least I'm talking, whatever. They go, they ask this one question. I don't like it. And a lot of, like, my friends, we hate it. How old are you?
Well,
can we just please go without the age difference? I mean,
it depends.
I hate it so much.
I don't really think it's, like, a bad question to ask. Because if they're over 18,
like, no,
then it's a problem for you.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But, like, I know when there's someone who's over 18. And then I know when...
I think they're just trying to be safe.
Yeah.
Just make sure.
Oh, I hate that question so much. Or at least don't ask it right away. Like, oh, we're, like, talking. Hey. I'm this, I'm that, whatever. And then you just go, how old are you? I would not respond. I hate that question so much. It's such a pet peeve. Like, keep the conversation going, and then we can ask how old each other is tomorrow.
Talking about boys is exhausting.
Heck yeah.
Ugh. This is it. We're not talking about boys for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
this is as much time as they get.
Yeah, like, this episode's probably an hour.
I think it'll be like 30, 45 minutes after.
Yeah, because we are going to leap and cut a lot of this out. But yeah.
We don't like boys. I mean, like, I love them, but I don't. They're not worth it.
Honestly.
Just marry
myself.
Just
give me my baby and we'll be all right.
Just give me some dogs and some money. I'll be good.
Right.
Oh, one stereotype that needs to be broken is that men don't need to make all the money.
Yes. Honestly,
I am down. I would love for my future husband to have a job, but if it's not going to work out, I'm super down for him to be a stay-at-home dad, honestly. Like, there's no need for, like, if I can financially support the family and he doesn't need to have a job, then, like, so be it. It doesn't need to be just the man.
Yeah, 100%. And I also feel like something that people, like, a few guys think that, like, a wife, only they are supposed to, like, pay all the bills and stuff like that. This is not 1920s. We can both pay bills. I am not saying a stay-at-home mom, and I don't care how old I get. I will not become a stay-at-home mom. I don't know. I like stay-at-home moms, but I don't think... I don't... Ugh.
I know what you mean. All right. That was too much. I'm tired now.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been talking about boys for so long. I haven't talked about boys like this in a long time. Ugh.
I mean, honestly, maybe if guys get better, we can do another foot episode, but you guys? No. All I want, maybe, honestly, I will say this. I think foreign guys are freaking better than Americans.
Honestly, I'm just tired of talking about boys.
I love your mood.
So, yeah. That's a wrap.
Yeah, I think that's all for this episode, guys. Really
is. Follow us on Instagram. Our personal Instagrams and the girl Instagram. And let us know who y'all want to see on the podcast. We have a bunch of guests coming up that we're really excited about. But we want to know what you guys want to see, what you guys want to hear. This is for y'all.
Yeah.
Really is.
And, yeah. Thanks for tuning in, you guys.
All right. We can't just leave you without anything, though. So we're going to send you guys some good vibes for the week. It's only Monday, so you have the entire week to do whatever you need to get done. Like I said last week, don't procrastinate. Don't put stuff off. You are a baddie, and you are going to crush it. If you want to work out, work out. If you don't want to work out, don't work out. We are here for you. We are here to support you. If you need anything, send us a message, because we are just your hype men, and we love you, and you're going to kill it this week. Absolutely kill it.
Yep. Are we ready to send them some vibes?
Yep. Here are your vibes.
Okay.
There you go. We're sending them. All right, guys.
Yep.
We will see you next Monday. Mwah.
Okay.